you can listen to The Front on your smart speaker every morning. To hear the latest episode, just say, play the news from The Australian.
From The Australian, this is an episode of our daily news podcast, The Front. I'm Kristen Amiot. You can find The Front wherever you got this podcast. Just search for The Front and hit follow or subscribe to hear the latest every morning. Today, we unpack how a short Big Bash season has changed the game and who's likely to walk away from tonight's final with the W. The Brisbane Heat will take on the Sydney Sixers in the final of the men's Big Bash League at the Sydney Cricket Ground tonight.
Here we go, first delivery tonight. And it's a good one.
But if you're feeling like it's arrived sooner than expected, you're not the only one. That's because last year, the decision was made to shorten the men's Big Bash season from 56 regular season games to 40. It had a lot to do with a new 7-year broadcast deal with Channel 7 and Foxtel, which would have seen the fixtures pared back in the 2024-2025 season anyway. But the shakeup was also a response to criticism that Big Bash seasons had blown out, but the audience didn't follow. In that respect, it was the right move. Cricket Australia said attendance at matches had jumped by almost 30% halfway through this new, shorter season. The biggest crowd in 4 years, more than 42,000 fans, rolled up to the New Year's Eve match in Adelaide.
Last year's one.
BBL boss Alistair Dobson said the shorter season created a kind of scarcity mindset, quote, making it feel like every game is a must-see event. It's a shrewd move from a player perspective too. A tighter season means marquee international and overseas players can play in a higher percentage of Big Bash games.
Glenn Maxwell strikes. It's been a comeback of sorts for the captain.
I think it's been a bit of a masterstroke by Cricket Australia in reducing the number of matches down to 40 games a season.
Jessica Halloran is the Australian's chief sports writer.
I was fortunate enough to go to the Sydney Thunder versus the Sydney Sixers match, and that was a sellout. It was on a Friday night. You had Dave Warner playing, you had Steve Smith, although we got a duck. But the vibe around Big Bash matches has been huge. And right now we're seeing the final played in the school holidays as well, which is really important. And the players themselves have said they've enjoyed the shortened season.
The Heat and the Sixers are neck and neck going into tonight's final. Brisbane might be at the top of the table, but the Sixers are just 2 competition points behind.
I think this could be a thriller. This could be one of the games of the season. You've got the Sixers who have won 3 of the last 4 matches at the SCG. They've got that home ground advantage. And then you've got the fact that the Brisbane Heat finished on top of the ladder. I really think that you've got 2 great informed teams. You've got the captaincy, the Sixers captaincy of Moses Henriquez. He's been one of those guys that's really stood up and delivered in the clutch moments this season. And I think it could be a final for the ages.
Brisbane has every reason to feel confident following Monday night's Challenger match victory over the Adelaide Strikers, where the Heat won by 54 runs. Undoubtedly, one of the highlights of that clash was an unbelievable maiden century by Josh Brown. The opener did it in just 41 balls, making it one of the fastest centuries in BBL history. That's behind Craig Simmons' 100 off 39 balls and equal to Glenn Maxwell's infamous knock.
Brown with his 9th six to bring up a most incredible 100 off just 41 balls. The second quickest in the history of this competition. He's done it and a challenger. And the Brown dog is well and truly off the chain. Sensational knock strike at 2.
Brown was named player of the match for his trouble, and the Heat's captain, Nathan McSweeney, had nothing but praise for his longtime teammate. Here he is on 7 News.
It was incredible last night. Really pleased for him and obviously for us as a team to have someone that could come out and hit the ball that cleanly, that often. I'm fortunate enough to play a lot of club cricket with Brownie growing up in Queensland, so I've seen it before, but for him to do it on a big stage like that, incredibly happy for him.
Somebody like Josh Brown coming out and having one of the greatest innings ever in a Big Bash final series. I mean, it is the highest score ever attained in a Big Bash final series. But innings like that will no doubt be lifting the Brisbane Heat, and all eyes are on him. And look, I mean, the Sixers bowlers, they know this pitch well, and the SCG pitch can be very tricky for visiting sides, but the Brisbane Heat, you know, finishing number one on the ladder this season, and it's going to be a great final.
McSweeney says last year's narrow finals loss isn't far from his team's minds, but they're not letting it distract them from the task ahead.
So I think we know what it takes to win here. We've done it before, so there's no reason why we can't do it tomorrow night. It's just about putting aside the final and the occasion and whatever comes around and just try and focus on what we can control. And if we do that, it gives ourselves the best chance and hopefully we can get across the line.
But it would be a fool's errand to write the Sixers off. After all, they were the first team to secure their spot in the final, and they did it by beating the Heat in last week's qualifier match by 39 runs. In that clash, left-arm bowler Ben Dwarshuis made a career-best 5 for 21.
Dwarshuis ends up with 5. He's had a perfect night, as have the Sixers.
On the two occasions the two teams met in the regular season, each has won one and lost one.
They're talking about the fact that they've got this home ground advantage, that their spinners know the pitch, Toddy Murphy, those guys. And then you've got all-rounders like Ben Dwarshuis, like you said, have been in amazing form. And they know this ground, which can throw up a lot of problems to visiting bowlers, but they feel like this is how that perhaps they'll be bring down Josh Brown, that he won't be just standing and delivering like he was over at Adelaide when they were playing the Strikers. This is their moment, and they've been incredible in the field. Their skill level is something else.
Sixers captain Moses Enriquez told Seven News he believes his team's ability to adapt to the challenges ahead of them could just give them the edge over the Heat in the final.
The fact that we don't rely on anyone in particular or, you know, specifically to either score all of our runs or take all of our wickets, I think is a huge credit to our squad as well, that we do have guys that come in and go out depending on where we play and what conditions we are.
Jessica Halloran is the Australian's chief sports writer. The Brisbane Heat will take on the Sydney Sixers at the Sydney Cricket Ground from 7:15pm tonight. You can follow all the action from the SCG at theaustralian.com.au.
G'day, it's Matty Johns here from the Matty Johns podcast. Now, each week on a Wednesday, I'm going to talk rugby league, bringing listeners to the very latest from the NRL, including insight analysis from one of the sharpest minds in the game, Cooper Cronk. Plus, on Fridays, we'll bring you inside the Johns family household.
When I Googled electric eel, it came up with the most frequently asked questions. First one was, can I power my house with electric eels?
Whether it's NRL or laughs, there's something in this podcast for everyone. Search for the Matty Johns podcast wherever you get your podcasts.